Welcome to the April Kirkwood Show, the podcast which helps develop and strengthen the soulful self. April's guests share their personal experiences, which have helped them discover the true worth within themselves. Through their stories, you will gain inspiration to reveal and multiply the very best in you. And now, here's April.
Hi, welcome to the April Kirkwood Show. My name is April Kirkwood. I'm a licensed therapist, and I think that there is such a need in today's world and the craziness of the energies that we needed to find a place to investigate how to get in touch with our soulful selves. Yes, you are a soul. Yes, you are eternal. And yes, you have come many times to learn many lessons. But with each reincarnation, unfortunately, we often forget what we're here to learn. And so we need to, after around the age of 4 or 5, tap back in to different roadways that are right for your energy and what you're here to do and your God-given abilities to find your way back to source, whatever that is. And as I always say, God goes to many temples. Today, I have somebody here that I had to read her bio like 6 times. I don't even know how she found me. It has to be that somebody out there needs to hear her story because it will ignite within you the same passion. She is an artist. She has been everywhere. Her name is Michelle Sakai. She grew up in Long Island. She's a New Yorker, but she's everywhere. So Michelle, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
She's absolutely fabulous. I can't even tell you how gorgeous she is, guys out there. Are you married?
No, I'm not.
No, she's not married. You are going to want to check her out and her website. I'll give you all that information. But Michelle, give us a brief background of growing up and how you got to being primordial sound meditation instructor through Chopra. Now, if anybody knows Deepak, you know that I'm in love with his teachings, and I just about believe everything he says, as well as Marianne Williamson, The Course in Miracles, and blah, blah, blah. So she, like, works with these people. I want you to pay attention, snap out of it. Put on your listening ears, tap your head if you have to. Michelle, give us your background and tell us how you got to come from being a little girl like all of us who has a blank slate to where you are today. Give us your bio.
I hope I can say that in like 30 seconds, but
oh. No, you have more time.
Well, you know, I mean, for me personally, it's been a long journey, and I think the seed was planted when I was little, because I would always find myself from a young age going into a bookstore and going to the self growth section, spirituality section of the bookstore, looking at, like you said, you know, Marianne Williamson's books to Abraham Hicks, and I would buy all of these books and didn't open most of them, but it was interesting that years later I found myself going to hearing Abraham Hicks in person. A friend dragged me there, and I said, wow, I have all of these books. This is really weird. And I went back to my parents' house, my old room, and discovered all these books. And it's always been with me, and I never really sought out teachers and workshops of spiritual teachings. It really just came to me. And I think that's how I just trust it, because it came my way time after time.
So yeah. This started when you were a child. And, you know, if you have children out there, those first 6 years are so instrumental in guiding them. Sigmund Freud wasn't that far off when he said the first 6 years. And you said something else that really resonated with me, is that it's been a long process, and it's a lifetime process. So, yeah. And the funny thing about Michelle is she said she had bought these books and she didn't read them, you know, Abraham Hicks and Marianne and all of those. But sometimes you're called to something and then you set it aside. There is no right or wrong way to find your path. And when we meet someone like Michelle that can be a beacon of light for us and kind of show us her path, I pray that everyone listening here will be open to a new awareness of what's going on. A friend drug her to this conference, to this presentation, and then it began to unfold. So you go to these conferences, you start reading these books. How old are you?
I must have been
about
probably in college or so, or just after.
Yeah. And then you were majoring in art at that time, or did you?
Yeah, I was always doing art throughout. I have an undergrad in art history and minor in fine arts, and then I went on for my master's in San Francisco in painting. And then soon after that, I started teaching painting, and I was introduced to my shaman and life coach, and through that it just continued, and I found myself in strange temples and all around the world, and yet, you know, just going, being in Norway, listening to Eckhart Tolle speak, and it's just been a really interesting journey. And again, I think it's just, it's those whispers and those, you know, the little nudges that come through your guides or your higher self, and just paying attention and following what really brings you joy, you know?
And, you know, Deepak was on television a month or so ago, and somebody was asking him, how do you get on the right path? And he said it so simply, just do what brings you joy. Yeah. And then that raises your energy, you get lighter. But yeah. I'm gonna put you on the spot. Out of all of these teachings, if you could tell us what spirituality means to you, because people say, I can't even find God. I don't know what God is. I've been hurt. I've been traumatized. I'm closed. I'm afraid. What did you get out of all of this? Because you sound, and I know you don't just sound, you have been so many places with so many master teachers. Mm-hmm. Tell us your philosophy on spirituality to you and what it means to you, and what is it?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's so many things to different people, and it's great to learn from all different teachers and read all of these books and see what you connect with, because it is very personal, and to, you know, follow what speaks to you. And I think
what spoke to you the most? What does speak to you the most? Like, what do you say when you hear something, you go, that's me, that's what I believe, that's what I know. What is it that resonates with you, that is you, that is what God is to you, or spirit, or life, or heal?
Well, I believe that we are here to heal. And, you know, the main, I want to say the main ingredient to how I work and why I work is to heal myself and others. And I, you know, art is my medium and my tool. And I feel that through transformation of our inner selves, our feelings, and we can transform the dark to light. So, you know, being in this human body, we live in duality, also, you know, living on this earth. So just following the light and transforming the dark to the light. And it's simple as just sitting with your emotions, feeling into them. I use my art to do that, to, you know, to get in touch with the deeper places or memories or whatever, you know, through, while painting, it evokes all of that. So it just arises to the surface, and sitting with them and not running away, and really going into those places, even if it hurts or it feels uncomfortable, to do that and take the time to do that, since we live in such a world where we're constantly focusing outside of ourselves and on our phones and TV and people, and going inwards is, I feel, not a regular practice for a lot of people. So having that time to sit in quiet or being still And it doesn't have to be for long. And that's why I really like, you know, I teach transformative art in Harlem Hospital, where I work with patients, mostly children of all ages, and we paint and we really get to go to those places. And it's really fascinating to experience, also from my end, from, you know, watching people work.
Can you give us an experience, an example of, I mean, there are so many questions I want to ask you, but the transformative artwork that you do with these children, can you give us an example of something that you saw happening that was like a aha moment or a breakthrough for them or a healing moment?
Yeah, there's been so many. I mean, I've done this kind of work at spiritual centers and different places, and it's adults or people going through the dying process. And it's to paint those deep fears, you know, whether it's death or something you experienced when you were younger or in your life. And I think through time and as we get older, it builds and we kind of get layers and layers over that. And it's still like, it's still there inside of you, but you maybe never dealt with it with, you know, just through yourself, right? Like forget about speaking about it, but even right. Dealing with it inside. And so, and whether it comes out subconsciously or not, you know, I think for me, painting is a tool to go inwards and to connect with all of those emotions.
Yeah, what goes in must come out. So whether it was trauma, yeah. Fear, and we do anything to avoid facing our fears, anything. We'll binge watch, we'll overeat, we'll walk, we'll over-exercise, over-have sex, oversleep, undersleep, use mental health as an excuse. I'm too nervous, I'm too sick, I have too much anxiety. We do anything, shop too much, think about ourselves too much, have too little to do, too much to do. And sitting with your pain is key. And even if someone is dying and you're helping them prepare, sometimes I believe healing comes in death. I mean, not all healing is a get up out of the grave and walk kind of and be in perfect health. Uh-huh. If you were going to teach someone out there who is going through rough times and is stuck, and you know, for maybe they can't meditate because they're too nervous or right. Whatever, they have a block somewhere, what would be the first things we could do? I will do this myself. Yes. To use
yes.
Art. What would you say? Say you're depressed.
So I'd say, yeah, absolutely. I get this a lot. I think so for me, first it's just taking a moment and taking a deep breath, right? You take a deep breath and you're immediately in present moment and asking yourself, what do you need right now? You know, how do you feel right now? And to be the best mother and father to yourself, right? So to care and to bring love into yourself and all the parts of yourself. And I think through that, you're honoring and surrendering to your experience, your feelings, emotions. And I like to paint through this to just, and it's interesting because when you're painting, you're focusing on the artwork, but you're also focusing within. So to concentrate on yourself, right? Not so much the artwork and what you're making. And you don't have to think about making something beautiful. You're just being really honest and authentic to yourself and how you feel in that moment. And through that, just let your inner, you know, feelings just guide you to whatever color or a stroke you want to do next. And, you know, you can just take 10 minutes to do it. It's not a, you know, a big, but it's really deep healing work. And you'll be surprised to what comes up just if you allow 10 minutes to sit with yourself and to ask yourself, well, how do I feel? You know, am I, and it can be really gentle and broad. It's not, you know, you don't have to force yourself to go somewhere that you don't want to go to. It's just seeing what arises.
Well, and it will arise when you're ready for it. You know, I'm very careful. I try not to give advice because I'm a counselor, but you try not to do that until a nudge and they want to learn or they're asking. Mm-hmm. And the very fact that someone's listening to this or comes to you is maybe a tap on somebody's shoulder. Hey, this is a way to do the deep work that's holding you back from living the life you're meant to live, which is happy and full of joy. Tell us about, you're also a Reiki master or studied Reiki. I mean, like, what haven't you done? For everyone out there who doesn't know what Reiki is, tell us, because since I've got you, I'm going to like absorb every little bit of information to share with other people. Well, how did you get into Reiki and what is Reiki for people who don't know?
It's the simplest form. It's like acupuncture without the needles. Right. So I believe everything's energy. I believe all sickness is blocked energy. And all Reiki does is help facilitate that, you know, the life force, you can call it you could call it chi or prana, life force, whatever you would like to call it, and just, you know, help guiding that, facilitating and allowing that.
How do you know if your chi's blocked or your prana's blocked and you're not diagnosed with some god-awful disease?
So you can have just pain, whether it's neck pain or anywhere in your body. If you have if you have some pain on you, that's typically a sign, or your stomach, and it could be internal. Just nausea or things that you just feel aren't right in your body, and if you feel they're like stuck.
So if somebody is feeling that way, which I feel, I've had a really bad month, and I can tell you my stomach's off, my face broke out, I was jittery. Where would someone go to find you or Reiki, and what would that be like? Because some people are afraid of what they don't know. So if we could minimize the fear, we can get them to get in there and get healthy.
Absolutely. So it's, I think people are always afraid also of what we can't see. Right. But Reiki it's really gentle. And so the basic, I always say, like, if you fall, if anyone falls, you know, your immediate reaction is to hold, let's say, your knee, right? And you put your hands on your knee. It's an immediate reaction. Or you have, you know, your baby, you know, you're holding your baby. And there's a lot to this. It sounds so basic, but there's a lot to that. And of course, with Reiki, it's a little bit more in depth, but just holding space for where your pain is or on your body, and allowing the heat and the energy to circulate. I'm also a believer of just trying things and see what works for you. You know,
I know. And fear is the biggest hindrance to us being our maximum selves, of who we were meant to be and who we came on earth to be. And that's the challenge of humanity and the ego.
Yeah. And it is about intention of your, you know, whoever you have work on you, right? Like even your doctor, you know, it's their intention. Mm-hmm. And what are their intentions with you? And if it's to help and heal and, you know, well, that's great. And I think just trusting yourself that you have, you know, those healing powers within, that you can heal your own body. And so it's not that the Reiki master is doing anything to you. It's more what you're allowing to receive and to heal yourself through
their guidance. Almost like the cord, you plug it into the wall, the electric's in there, that would be like God's source. And he's the conduit, the cord that is lighting you up or healing you or cleansing you or, finding parts that are blocked that we need to discuss and maybe move on. I don't want to take up all your time, but you are also, I'm looking at the artwork behind you.
Thank you. Yes,
you are everywhere. I mean, you have art shows. Tell us about your passion of doing art as well as facilitating it, helping people use it in their transformation in both positive and negative situations, as well as Reiki. Where can someone find your art, look at your art, maybe purchase your art? It's beautiful. It's so
thank you.
It's so me.
Thank you. All of my paintings are lined with metal leafing. So this piece behind me is gold leaf, and I paint it over in oils. But my work could be found on michellesakai.com, my website, or Instagram, Michelle Sakai Art. And that's michellesakai.com. And I have, you know, I'm participating in several shows. I'll be in the first art fair in Doha, Qatar next month.
Where is that at? If anyone's out there doesn't know where.
Well, yeah, Qatar is in the Middle East, but I will be, I also show in New York, and I have a solo show going on right now in Scarsdale, which is a little upstate New York, 30 minutes outside the city. And I have a solo show happening of actually a major arcana series where I took the major arcana tarot cards and I recreated them into paintings. So the whole show is...
I want the Queen of Hearts.
I'll show you right now.
Oh my gosh. I have to buy one of those.
And then I made some cards out of, I'm showing you the wrong side. Here we go.
That's okay. I need to get those. Where can I purchase those?
These are in the making, but I have a book, this book, coming out in December, just in time for Christmas.
Okay, now wait, I need to find you on Instagram, and you need to find me, April Kirkwood. Everybody needs to find us, folks, if you're out there listening. What is your name on Instagram again? Spell it out.
Michelle Sakai Art.
Oh, the way it is.
Yeah, Michelle Sakai Art, MichelleSakai Art.
Okay. And I am going to follow you, and I'm going to get one of those for Christmas. And we won't even begin tarot cards, and we're going into October, which is my favorite time to talk about mystical, magical beliefs. And I also think that I sense that you're empathic, and I want to tell you that if you're empathic, take these pieces of information like investigating art, investigating Reiki, investigating tarot, astrology, meditation, yoga, Eastern thoughts. I study Kabbalah. Take those pieces and find out, like Michelle did. And when you find this out, this is what can happen. Look at her. She is a ray of light. She's blessing the planet. She's doing her work. She's having fun, and she's making money. So she has really found and tapped into her core gift, and she is spreading it out. And that's what I want for each and every listener out there. Tap in. I am going to have Michelle blasted all over. She will be on my Instagram, on my website, aprilkirkwood.com, on all of the podcasts that I do through BuzzFeed, SoundCloud. I think it goes everywhere. And Michelle, I want to thank you. Namaste. Thank you for being part of the planet. Thank you for coming into my world. Lifted me up today. And I will end with my prayer for you and anyone else who is listening. I love you. I praise you. I appreciate you. You are God's child. Great things happen to you. Nothing can stop it. And so it is. Amen.
Thank you for joining the April Kirkwood Show, the podcast which helps develop and strengthen the soulful self. Please join the conversation at aprilkirkwood.com and inspire us with your own story. Remember, your body is the temple of your soul. You are loved. You are God's child. Great things happen to you. Nothing can stop it.